Welcome in, everybody, to a special breaking news edition here in the Xander Crouse Show across Jacob Sports. Eagles just released veteran cornerback Darius Slay in what will anticipatedly be a post-June 1st release done now, and they'll save around $5 million in cap space to release the veteran cornerback. A couple things I want to talk about with this release. What's it look like for the Eagles coming out of Darius Slay? Is the return, could he still return to the Eagles? We'll talk a little bit about that. And then I also want to talk about some of the contributions he made to this team. I'm hoping to talk to John McMullen on the show as well, even if he just joins me by phone, waiting to hear back from him. So if he joins me in as well. But that's the breaking news, everybody. Darius Slay has been released officially. And, you know, what will the Eagles turn to now at cornerback? This is the first starter for the Eagles' number one overall defense that's officially gone for right now. Now, I put it out on Twitter. I'm not ruling out the return yet, all right? This is a post-June 1 release. Even if the Eagles, let's say for a second, the Eagles came into this offseason with the plans to bring back Darius Slay. Let's say they identified that after the Super Bowl. This would still have happened. Even if that's their plan, and we don't know what their plan is, even if that was their plan, though, this would still need to happen because they were never going to bring him back on that previous contract, paying him $12-plus million a year. All right, so this release was always going to happen, whether they wanted to move on or they wanted to bring him back. Now, if he does return, you know, both sides will obviously have to agree on it. Looks like I do have John McMullen, so let me get to him by phone, and I'll keep John just for a couple minutes, just a couple questions here for Johnny Mac. John, do I have your brother?
Yeah, you got me?
I got you, man. Sound good. Just real quick, Johnny Mac, appreciate you doing it. Eagles release veteran Darius Slay. Your first reaction, brother.
Yeah, not a surprise. Something had to be done. We were talking about that today on the show, as a matter of fact. There was no guaranteed money left on the deal. So from Slay's perspective, something had to be tweaked. And obviously there was a big cap number near $14 million that from the Eagles' perspective had to be tweaked. So they've been through this before, not necessarily the end of the story. They did it with Fletcher Cox a couple years ago. They released him and brought him back 2 years ago with Baltimore. Slay was out the door, essentially. Famous story when Big Dom DeSandro called him to get him to come back. So they worked out something before. But, at 34, and he's going to be 35 on New Year's Day next year, when the Eagles, in theory, would be in their next playoff run if everything goes to plan. That old adage keeps coming up to me. You know, it's better to give up on a player a year early than a year late. And these are the difficult decisions you have to make. And the Eagles have a lot of young cornerbacks. Starts with Cooper DeJean potentially moving outside. I know a lot of people don't like the thought of that. But remember, you know, when you talk about, and the Eagles are in nickel most of the time as a base defense, but when there's two cornerbacks on the field, you could have Cooper outside opposite Quinyon Mitchell and then kick him inside to the slot when you do have three corners on the field. And that's when Kaylee Ringo could come in or maybe bring Isaiah Rogers back. So they have quite a few options. And don't forget about Eli Ricks. So few people talk about Eli Ricks, the Eagles, and understandably, but they've kept him around for 2 years for a reason. They think he could be a big-time cover corner, so he'll factor into the mix as well. But if they can't work something out, and this is truly the end of Darius Slay, people should take a step back and appreciate what he's been for this team. Over the past five seasons, not only on the field where he continued to play at a high level, but off the field as a three-time captain. And in some ways, I think it would be apropos and nice for him to go out in Philadelphia, at least as a world champion. And that's what he'd be doing after being able to win the Super Bowl last month now. So things move quickly. The Eagles, you know, a difficult decision. They have a lot of young corners. Maybe it's time, but it's going to be tough to imagine whomever play at the same level that Slay has played over these past couple of years.
Yeah, no doubt about it, John. You just brought up a good point. Also an underrated trade. You know, the team needed the cornerback one when they traded for Darius Slay, and how he sent him picked him up for a third round draft pick, obviously turned into what he did. And now it ends with Hardware, as you mentioned. John, one other thing I want to get, two other questions for you here before I let you run, but you brought up how meaningful he's been both on and off the field. How do you compare it? You've been covering this team for a while to a guy like we've seen Fletcher Cox retire. We've seen Jason Kelsey, even going back a little further. You saw Malcolm Jenkins leave the locker room. I think Slay had that type of impact on this team. How would you compare it to those guys? And is the loss as big as those guys from a leadership standpoint?
Well, as I mentioned, three-time team captain, so it's big from that. I just talked about that Devin Allen story I like to tell this morning on the show. I mean, this is a guy who was a mentor to, you know, think about last year, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, the rookie years they had. But he's been a mentor to all the young defensive backs on this team. So he's a big-time leader. He hasn't been around as long as Fletcher Cox was. Started his career in Detroit, obviously. Jason and Fletcher, because of the longevity, probably people will think. But as far as leadership goes, I mean, yeah, he was one of the biggest guys in that locker room. No question about it, over the Nick Sirianni era, essentially. And a big part of it, and not only the young defensive backs, but also the young receivers. He because of how he grew up in this league with Detroit, there were, he always talks about Glover Quinn and Rasheem Mathis specifically as veteran players who took him under their wings and sort of developed him. And because he broke in that way, he felt it was his duty to help young players. And not everybody's like that. Not everybody's like that, because a lot of times guys are sitting there going, you're drafting somebody to take my job. And because of the way Slay was brought in, he felt it was part of his responsibility. And he's always helped the young receivers as well. When Devontae Smith got here, he was immediately, became sort of a mentor to Devontae Smith and a good friend. So can't speak highly enough of his leadership skills and ability to connect with people in that locker room.
Well said, John McMullen. John, just the last question here. A lot of people are now speculating, and you did it at the start as well. Could Darius Slay still return to the team? I think it's certainly possible. Can you explain what that looks like, John? I think, not everybody does know the process here. He'll have to clear waivers, and then I guess he could test free agency. Obviously, both sides would have to agree, but just give us a quick synopsis of what this thing would look like if Slay were to return, or alternatively, if he were to leave.
Yeah, I mean, I point back to that Fletcher Cox 2020, I believe it was 2022, who, essentially – he had such a big number left, the Eagles had to take it down, technically released him, and he was back about 48 hours later, maybe. I'm not at home right now, so I don't have the exact, I'm doing this from memory, but, very short period of time. And I had to get the current contract off the books. Again, that was never tenable. Technically, he was under contract. He was not set to be a free agent. So they couldn't move forward from either side of it. From Slay's perspective, no guaranteed money. From the team's perspective, the cap number was too high. So he's got his own podcast. Many Eagles fans may know. He's already been on that. He said he wants to play. He says he wants to go another season, and he would like it to be in Philadelphia or Detroit. If that's the truth, there's only two options. And, right. If he gets to free agency, that could change and see how other people, but I don't see a lot of teams that are going to line up, especially teams who haven't had a history with Slay, to want to pay a 34-year-old cornerback significant money. So from that standpoint, the Eagles could work something out at a lesser number. I've brought up on the show, Stephon Gilmore sort of in the same stage of his career, and he's been taking these one-year deals, one-year deal for $8 million, one-year deal for $10 million. All of a sudden, it looks a lot better.
Yeah, we'll see what he ends up doing. I think that goes both ways too, John. I think Slay might be wondering, you know, how much do you want to uproot of your life? Now, maybe it's just 1 year, but, you know, your last year, do you want to move your wife, your kids to a new city? I don't know. I wonder if that comes in as well. John, how much do you think they'd give him if they did bring him back? $6 million, $4 million, $8 million? What do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, coming off the season he had, you know, he was pretty effective when he was out there. I think 8 to 10 would be the range I'd be looking at.
Yep, I was going to say that as well. One year, $8 million is what I like to do. I'd like to do for Slay. Johnny Mac, thanks for checking in, brother. I appreciate you doing it on the fly. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on Birds 365.
All right, thanks, everybody.
All right, thanks, Johnny Mac. There's John McMullen checking in here for a little recap on Darius Slay's release. Big thanks to John for doing that. A couple things I want to run down. I do think about this contract with Slay, and I'm like, you know, it's a complex situation. I never want to count a guy's pockets in terms of that. Like, if he wants to go and make more money, and he's going to make more money, he is certainly entitled to do that. He's earned that. Obviously, an unbelievable player, potential Hall of Fame level player, and obviously capped off his time here in Philly as of now with a Super Bowl ring. But I do think about that. Where, how much does Slay look at one? If let's just say, and he said this, but let's just say he's thinking one more year in the league. Do I want to go to Detroit? Now, maybe that would be easier because he spent so much time there and he's familiar with the area and maybe he still has real estate there. I'm not sure. But how much do you want to uproot your life, your wife, your kids, the life that you've built here for the last 6 years to go and play 1 year in another town where, let's be real, if you don't go to Detroit or Philly, I mean, you're probably not going to be on as good of a football team. Now, maybe Washington comes call. I don't know. I think that could be an option for them. How much is he willing to do? You know, I can make $10 million, but I got to move here for 1 year or make $8 million in Philly. I don't know. It depends what the Eagles are willing to give him. I think Howie could be willing to dance. You know, a couple things I want to say about Darius Slay, all right, because I grew to appreciate and love Slay more and more. And obviously, you know, many could criticize me for that because obviously it ends in the Super Bowl. Oh, now, of course, you love Slay. But no, I think even talking to John and just getting some of the inside scoop on Slay and how he was in the locker room and how he, you know, how he was a leader. And that story on Devin Allen, I think, is so great. I think he was an underappreciated player. And you know, and now when he leaves, I think he'll be remembered in the right way. I think he'll be remembered as one of our greatest corners. One of the guys who brought a Super Bowl, helped bring a Super Bowl to Philadelphia. You know, I think there's a couple other things he deserves credit for with some of the leadership stuff. And John obviously talked about that. But, you know, I mentioned to John, how about the trade by Howie? You send a third rounder to get a guy like Darius Slay in the building when you needed a cornerback one. You needed a cornerback one, and Howie goes and finds a trade. Trades for Slay, sends a third round draft pick, brings him in, and he has what, 6 years here or 5 years here? Amazing years, 3-time captain. I think he made a Pro Bowl a couple times, All Pro a couple times. So, pretty amazing run here in Philly, and obviously got the Super Bowl ring. So, I will always remember him very fondly here in Philadelphia. The other thing I wonder, you know, two draft picks last year, your top two picks were secondary guys. You got Quinyon Mitchell in the first round and Cooper DeJean in the second round. They both had really unprecedented levels of success in their first year for corners. Maybe not unprecedented. That might not be the right word, but very high levels of success in their first year. Is it a coincidence that Darius Slay and both of those players talked about how much Slay helped them? I don't think it's a coincidence. I mean, you had two guys come into this team, come into this league, and play at such a high level that they were difference makers in the Super Bowl. I mean, think about that level of contribution from rookie players, rookie secondary guys. And, you know, Slay talked about coaching him up. I think he deserves a little bit of credit for that. So very good stuff for Darius Slay. I think he will be missed in Philly, him and his wife, the banana pudding. Obviously, I've never had it, but I've heard about it, the famous banana pudding. So well done by Slay. I am not ruling out the return yet. If I were Howie And I don't say I will never tell you I'd be a better GM than Howie. But if I were Howie, I would consider bringing Slay back just because I don't think the alternative is that much better. And, you know, you're talking about Ringo Rodgers. Are you ready to catapult them into a starter? Let's be real. That's hope. You know, John dismissed that it was hope this morning, but it is. You haven't seen Kelee Ringo contribute at an NFL level as a starter like you would need him to next year if you thrust him into that role. Even Isaiah Rodgers, while he was good in a smaller sample size, what would he look across an 18 to 20 game season? I don't know what that looks like. And, you know, if you can bring Slay back at the right number, you know, and then you rotate him with Kelee, or Keeley's your safeguard when Slay gets, you know, some nicks and knacks injuries. All right, that might be better. So I would consider bringing him back. I would certainly consider bringing him back, but we will see what they end up doing here as they move forward. The other thing I would say about Slay is, what does it look like if you're going to move on? What's it look like if you're going to move on? Is it you sign Rodgers back and you have Ringo and Rodgers there to play? I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of that. Is that what the contingency is? I don't think you're going to go to the draft again. You spent your two top picks on last year's draft. Is a free agency? I doubt you're going to pay big money on a free agent cornerback. So, like, what does it look like to replace Darius Slay? I think some people are putting the cart before the horse on Kelee Ringo and even Isaiah Rodgers. Look, I like Isaiah Rodgers. He's not going to play at the level that Darius Slay played at this year. Let's be real. When Slay was on the field, Slay was pretty damn good this year. Now, the problem was he was 34, so he had some nicks, and, you know, he missed some games, and he missed some time. You know, it almost felt like every game he was missing a little bit of snaps. But at the end of the day, I mean, for what he provides leadership-wise, for what he provides when he is on the field, for what he provided late in your playoff run, I mean, shit. I feel like Slay coming back makes sense to me, but, you know, I get it. There's going to be some comments like this. Dirty Air, he's 12 years younger than Slay. Yeah, look, no pushback on that, brother. I mean, Dirty Air, is he as good as Slay, though, right? I mean, I get it. The future would say to go younger, but you're talking about repeating next year. If they don't have a contingency for next year, that's where I think Slay coming back makes a lot of sense. So, look, I think it's a tough situation. I think Howie Roseman probably has his finger on the pulse of it. Again, the one thing I said at the start of the show, which maybe you weren't all here for, if the Eagles went into the offseason with the plan to bring back Slay, let's say it's February 10th, the Super Bowl just ended, and Howie Roseman is meeting with the front office contingency. If their plan was bring back Darius Slay, what they did today would have happened anyway. They were never going to bring him back on this deal. It was never going to happen. There was no guaranteed money left. It was $12 million plus. So even if they said, we want Slay back, this move was going to happen. So this is the first of, you know, maybe many dominoes to fall or no dominoes to fall. It could be that too. They could have just wanted to move on. But again, this was necessary business either way. So I'm not ruling out the return yet. Like I told you guys, I would consider bringing Slay back. You know, a year ago, I would have never said that. You know, I was actually one of the people a year ago that wondered, should we get these younger guys playing and move on from Slay? I think I was wrong. I've eaten my crow on that take. And I almost think now, even at 34, 35, Slay could be worth bringing back to try and maintain what you had last year in the number one overall defense. So I would not be upset about it at all. You know, he's a veteran player. He brought a ring to this city, helped bring a ring to this city. He's got 1 year left. Do you value bringing him back? Do you not? You know, I remember arguing with some people in the chat last year about Brandon Graham. You know, people are like, why are you bringing BG back for a celebrity tour or whatever you want to, or for a goodbye tour? That's not what we're here for. But look, having leadership in the locker room, having veterans in the locker room matters. Whether you think it does or it doesn't matter. It matters. That's the truth of the matter. All right. So I think Slay is worth something. What is he worth? I'll leave that to the experts to decide, Howie Roseman and the rest of the NFL. We will see what he decides to do. But if he does say goodbye to the city of brotherly love, I will give Slay a salute on his way out. I'll say, thank you, sir. Great job in your time in Philly. Well done. You helped bring a ring to this city. You helped win two NFC titles, obviously played in two Super Bowls in this city. He was really great in every big game. I mean, look, I know people were critical of some of the micro moments of Slay's career here, the podcast, maybe some of the time that he missed. But one thing is true. When he was on the field, He was a great cornerback. He was a great cornerback for this city, and I love him. You know, I got all love in my heart for Darius Slay. So I wish him the best. I wish his family the best, and I hope he goes and gets paid. But if he wants to come back to Philly and how he wants to tango, I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it to bring him back in Philly. That is my take. I don't think you get better by going younger. I don't think that's a guarantee. So, you know, at this stage with where this football team is, I'd like to see Darius Slay return, but we will see what they do. All right. I'll take a few more comments before I get out of here. I want to thank and welcome everybody for being here. All right. We have the National Football Show coming up at 2 p.m. and we will see how that show goes. But I want to thank you all again for everybody watching. Hit that like button for me. Riding the Bench checks in. What's up, brother? Is this a money play? Didn't they do this before? Yes, Riding the Bench. I just explained, even if they wanted to bring Slay back, even if that was their plan, they were always going to do this. All right. So they're going to designate it as a post-June 1 release. They're going to save $4.3 million on the cap. And if they want to bring him back, it'll be at a much more team-friendly deal than that. So this was always a necessary business, regardless of what they decided with Slay. Again, we don't know what their end goal is. We're speculating that he's going for good. John said they did this with Fletcher Cox a couple years ago. They released him and they brought him back. I think, if I'm not mistaken, they did this 2 years ago with Slay as well, where there was a period we all thought Slay was gone, and then they brought Slay back. So, look, we'll see what ends up happening. But I think Slay's got some gas left in the tank. I would bring him back, all right? I would bring him back, but we'll see. I understand people say the otherwise. Philly 444, why do people keep saying we still got Ricks? He's not a starter. Apparently, the organization likes him. You know, you just heard John talk about him. So, apparently, the organization likes him. But you're right. I don't think he's better than Slay at all. So, not really a great plan if that's what your hope. I mean, if that's the hope is that Ricks or Ringo plays better, I mean, look, you're putting a lot of stock in hope. I don't know. Not my favorite thing to do, but I understand evaluation and players get into that next phase as a part of the NFL, and I get it. I certainly understand it. Eagle Nest checks in. What's up, brother? We got Q, Cooper, Ringo, and Ricks on the roster. I like Rodgers, but we need to add someone just in case Ringo ain't it. That's fair. I mean, that's fair. You know, I think Rodgers would be the better of those. I mean, look, Q and Cooper, we know where they're going to be. All right. We know where they're going to be. Even if you have Cooper on the outside and base, like Johnny Mack said, when you only have two corners on the field, when they bring three corners onto the field and passing downs, they're going to have Cooper in the slot. So who's going to take that outside spot? You talked about Ringo and Ricks. Do you feel that good about either of those guys taking on that role? I mean, look, I like those players. I'm not trying to dismiss them or say that they don't have a good potential or a good future, but we haven't seen it yet. You're trying to repeat as Super Bowl champions. Slay and those guys as backups, if Slay gets dinged up, or those guys alone. I like the former, all right? I don't know about you. Jason A team, if they go within their rookie contract, then you let them go. We'll see what ends up happening. All right. We'll see what ends up happening. Rupert checks in. I thought Rodgers proved enough in the playoffs where he deserves the fight for a shot to be CB number two. Well, Rupert, we'll see. I mean, if Slay is out the door, you know, Rodgers is a free agent. So they're gonna have to dance. They're gonna have to get a contract done with him. It takes two to tango, and we will see what Isaiah Rodgers and the Eagles end up doing. I'm not sure if he would be back or not, but I hear what you're saying. I think Isaiah did. I think he did do enough to kind of earn that right to, you know, potentially be the number two cornerback. But again, I'm trying to maintain, right? We're no longer climbing the mountain. Like, if we lost the Super Bowl and Slay hung him up, I'd be like, all right, time to get better. You won the Super Bowl. We want to be the number one defense again. Do you want to put stock in young guys that you haven't, that aren't proven yet? And these aren't first round guys. These are, you know, Eli Ricks was an undrafted guy. Keely Ringo was a fourth rounder. Isaiah Rodgers obviously had some pedigree. I believe he was a third round draft pick. Obviously he had the time missed from the suspension. So again, these are guys that are good, but they're not as proven. So there's a little bit of a risk there, which I understand you do have to take it sometimes. So I just wonder if they want to do it here. I'll get to a couple super chats. Brian Pumper, Banana Pudding got it done. Can't even hate on his time here. Youth movement. We'll see, Brian. No, can't hate on his time, man. I appreciate your super chat, but I never had the banana pudding, but apparently it was good. Wilfredo, what's up, Wilfredo? Thank you, John. Truly the best. Yeah, I did have John McMullen on who did check in and give the update as well. So well done by Johnny Mack earlier on the show as well. Appreciate all you guys checking in. Appreciate the comments. What would you like to see from the Eagles? Do you think Slay should be back? Do you think he should not be back? And if you want him back, tell me why and at what number. And if you don't want him back, okay, who's the replacement? Who is your replacement plan for Darius Slay? Because remember, Isaiah Rodgers is a free agent. So if he's back, how much are you paying him? $5 million, $3 million, $4 million, $8 million, $9 million? What do we think? That's what we got to answer. So appreciate all you guys being here. If you just checked in, rewatch the show from the beginning. All right, we had John McMullen on. He gave his take on it, and I spun around some topics as well, took some comments from you guys. So I appreciate all you guys being here. Coming up at 2 p.m. is the National Football Show with Dan Cilio. Appreciate all you guys, Kyle, D-Money, Callie, baby. What's up, Callie? Hope you're doing well, brother. Raj is in here flexing. Eagle Nest, the no limit. Appreciate all you guys. Jason A-Team, thanks for being in here. Darius Slay, released by the Eagles. Will he be back? I'm not sure. Would I bring him back? Yes, I would. And I'd go as high as $8 million to do it. All right? I'd go as high as $8 million to do it. I don't know how much higher I'd go than that, but 1 year, $8 million. Let him retire in Philly for a beautiful career for Darius Slay between Detroit and Philly. I think that would be a great ending for him. But again, I know we're not here to appease people's careers. We're here to build a good football team. And like I said, I'll let the experts do that, and Howie Roseman and his staff. So we'll see what they end up doing. Appreciate all you guys. See you next time on Jacob Sports.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.